This hour is sponsored by Full Life Chiropractic.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hello, welcome. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. I'm here to remind you, as always, you are created to be healthy, look good, feel great, and enjoy your life. My job is to teach you how to make this happen so you can obviously live the healthiest life possible. So I want to talk about a topic today that many of you probably have heard before, but I want to talk about high blood pressure and salt. And this is one of the things that a lot of people have been told numerous times, salt is bad. Don't take salt in at high levels because it'll make your blood pressure worse. So I'm here to just talk about that. And there's some minor truth to that, but obviously there's some other things that you need to consider when talking about salt intake and how a low sodium intake can actually lead to more problems than actual health. So anyways, as always, you can check us out on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. And if you have any health-related questions, of course, you can call our office at 937-552-7364. Press option 2. My team is standing by. And also, if you want to just find out a little bit more about who we are, what we do, you can find us on the internet at askdrjuan.com. That's askdrjuan.com. And obviously, you can hear this radio show or any other previous shows that I've done in the past about all the many topics I talk about. So, folks, as always, I want to start with why it is that I get on radio every single week to educate the masses about health and natural health care and how to achieve a holistic health approach in your life. So the reason for me getting on the radio and just educating people is simple. My mom was diagnosed with breast cancer 5 years ago. Health doesn't really matter to people until one of their family members actually has a major disease process happen to them. So, or happens to you. So for me, of course, I was already interested in healthcare, but it was really eye-opening when my mom got diagnosed with breast cancer that, of course, we stare death in the face. You know, when you get a diagnosis like breast cancer, one of the things that people immediately go to is like, well, holy cow, like, how many years am I going to get? Am I going to be able to beat this? Am I going to die? The same thoughts went through my head. Same thoughts went through my mom's head. So at that moment, she starts bawling her eyes out, of course. I start crying because my mom is my hero. I saw my mom struggle as a single mother of three, day in and day out, to put food on the table and a roof over our head. So I asked my mom at that moment, what are you going to do? He says, son, I know exactly what I'm not doing. I'm not doing chemo and radiation. I know that that's a conventional treatment, but I'm not doing that. I said, all right, fair enough. I was scared of my mind, not really knowing what to do. At the time, my wife and I had a beautiful one-year-old daughter in school. So we're like, you know what? We don't really know what else to do. But I know one thing. I know God put a pretty awesome power in your brain, mom. And if your brain and your body are communicating at 100%, your body has to function and heal at 100%. So, mom, let's get your spine checked and see what's going on. So we got her spine checked, and from the side, you are supposed to have a 45-degree angle in your neck, very similar to the angle of a banana when you look at a banana. Well, when we took my mom's x-ray, we figured out that she had lost 100% of the curve in her neck. Her neck was completely straight, which is not normal. Of course, that is detrimental. From front to back, you are supposed to be completely straight. Well, from T1 through T7, my mom in her upper back had a bend in her spine sideways. So it was basically an essentially minor scoliosis in her upper back. And the issue here is that that's the nerves that come out of there, go to her heart, her lungs, and other vital tissue, along with the breast tissue. When I saw that, I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that was the cause of her problems, because for years, really decades, my mom had upper back pain, neck pain, headaches, and every single time she went to the doctor, she would get the same answer, which is obviously medication. So she chose to take responsibility for her health in her own hands, naturally, holistically, to afford my kids, nieces, and nephews the opportunity to have a grandmother in the future. So she chose to take responsibility for her health. My simple question to you listening right now is, who is responsible for your health? You all know the answer. You are responsible for your health. But in this country, we go to doctors that put us on medications, give us surgery as the only answer, and then they obviously continue that crazy cycle until you end up, unfortunately, early, dying early. Drugs and drugs and drugs, surgery after surgery. And the thing is that a lot of the diseases that are chronically affecting Americans right now, obviously, are things that are preventable. Folks, in high blood pressure is one of these diseases that is running rampant in this country, and to the tune that is affecting younger and younger population. And the problem is that there's a lot of different recommendations that our doctors are making, and it's all based on this very across the board recommendations, dietary recommendations, like, hey, eat a really low saturated fat diet. Hello, wake up, it's 2019. Saturated fat is good for you. So I know there's registered dietitians out there. It's funny, I have a patient who's been to a registered dietitian here lately, and she was told, oh, nope, you saturated fat is bad for you. And I asked my patient to kindly and respectfully ask the dietitian, like, hey, like, where are you getting that information from? They're getting that information from the sources that are saying that vegetable oil that's been hydrogenated is actually good for you. Like, that is known, has been shown in studies left and right. There's very many professional studies, very many peer-reviewed studies, evidence-based. For those of you who like evidence-based, I'm a nerd too, so I like evidence-based. You know, I had a teacher a few weeks ago said that, hey, I've been told to always go evidence-based. Great. Awesome. There's plenty of evidence out there showing that hydrogenated oil is bad for your health. Saturated fats are good for you. So the same token goes with, oh, well, salts are really bad if you have high blood pressure. The reality is that your body regulates the amount of salt inside of it by a mechanism that is inside of your kidneys that produces a hormone called aldosterone. So you can look it up. You can look up this hormone. Aldosterone's job is to kick out any extra salt or retain it if you need it. So that's what I'm here to kind of talk about, because it is very, very sad to hear that patients are suffering not only from high blood pressure, but now we're talking about heart palpitations. We're talking about AFib. We're talking about all these irregularities or arrhythmias of the heart, which are very scary, you know, PVCs, you know, free ventricular contractions. Like, I mean, literally all these issues are very scary because your heart's skipping beats and you can feel it. And now you're sitting there like, am I going to have a heart attack? Like, what's going on? So the issue here is that you've been told dietary actual recommendations by some doctors that rarely looked at nutrition in school. And that's the sad part about it. You know, if you were to ask, you know, a lot of medical professionals, yes, get educated on the, you know, pyramid recommendations from the government, the FDA, and then, oh yeah, I read a book that said that, you know, these things are good, these things are bad, but diet doesn't really matter, so we're just going to put you on drugs when things go awry. And the thing is that let food be thy medicine. I don't know if some of you might have heard that before, but the reality is that everything that we need is in nature as long as we're living a holistic, normal lifestyle. If you start abusing your body and you start eating crazy foods that are processed by man, you start putting things in your body, on your body, that were never meant to be in there, yes, you're going to screw things up. And guess what that's going to lead to? That's going to lead to you having to have a man-made chemical called a medication to control problems in your body. So the reality is this: salt is not bad. I'll say it straight out loud. Salt is not bad. You can consume salts. The problem is this: you're consuming the old, good old iodized, you know, table salt. And there's a lot of different salts out there. And the reality is that even sea salt is the thing that we're realizing now with the studies coming out is that sea salt, we all know that there's an island in the middle of the ocean that's composed of just plastics. The thing is that plastics breaks down, yeah, of course, a very, very slow rate. But they're starting to find, did you know that they're starting to find microplastics inside of sea salt? Yes, let your mind be blown there for a hot second. Microplastics, because these plastics that are sitting there in the middle of the ocean, getting beaten down by the sun and obviously sloshed around by the currents and the waves and all that, these microplastics are settling down. And then when the process to make sea salt is, you know, taken, they evaporate all the water, the residue left. Of course, they filter out all the bad stuff, they think. But there's microplastics in sea salt. So this is where you can't just, like, go by the common, the common thing, like, oh, everybody's eating sea salt now, so it must be good for me. So I'm going to be giving you some tips on what kind of salts you should be consuming. But the one thing I want to talk about specifically is the symptoms that are associated with a low-sodium diet are pretty astounding. And it's kind of funny because things such as muscle fatigue, muscle spasms, cramps, and heart palpitations. So if you're listening right now and you have muscle fatigue, so your muscles are tired, like you get 72 hours of sleep, you wake up, you take the first few steps, and your legs feel like jelly because you're tired. They're tired. Your legs are just tired because you're fatigued for whatever reason, and you really cannot understand why, and you consume a very low sodium diet, chances are you're suffering from the negative side effects of having a sodium deficiency. Cramps. So leg cramping. Some of you have restless leg syndrome. And I learned that I've had enough patients show up from this radio show that, like, literally you have to hear like one word like, oh, I have that, so I think I'm going to call this doctor. Like restless leg syndrome, many people kick their legs around in the middle of the night and they cannot allow those legs to fully relax for you to fall asleep and get rest because guess what? Your muscles are having minor cramps. And you, as a natural response, you kind of twinge and twitch your leg. And sometimes those cramps are strong enough to make the muscle contract just enough to move your leg. So that is also a sign of low sodium. Heart palpitations. What are heart palpitations? It's just irregular beats of the heart that you can actually feel. Sometimes irregular, and you can feel them. So whenever you are consciously aware of your heart beating, that is known as a palpitation. Many people have them. Some of them are normal and people that are healthily active, you know, athletic. But heart palpitations, nonetheless, obviously are some things that you should not be feeling. Like, I can't not feel my heartbeat unless I'm working out really hard. So you shouldn't just be randomly feeling your heartbeat. I'm sure there's conditions out there that some medical doctor would say, oh, no, it actually is regular in this person because of this condition. But the reality is this. If you're having any of those symptoms, that is a direct indication that you have most likely an actual sodium deficiency. And, oh, by the way, that you're going by the recommended, the salt intake that is given to people. Hey, you got to consume less than, 1,500 milligrams of actual salt. The reality is that people a long time ago used to preserve their foods before there was refrigeration with salt. So in the medieval times, like there was actually salted pieces of meat that would hang outside that would not obviously decompose because the salt was a actual real good preservative. So those people were consuming at least 2 to 10 times the amount of salt we're consuming right now. Yet, those people did not have the crazy problems with high blood pressure we have right now. Why is that? We're about to answer that question here shortly. But first, I got to take a quick break. Folks, you are listening to Living the Full Life here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
I'm Gary from Tip City.
A real patient sharing his experience with a mini dental implant from Dr. Volk.
It's given me the ability to not be self-conscious about my smile. The procedure was fantastic. I was in and out in a couple hours. I wish I had done the procedure 10 years ago. Anybody who is looking to receive any sort of implant, I would absolutely 110% recommend Dr. Volk.
Don't put up with missing teeth any longer. Call Dr. Volk at 898-8990 or visit tvolk.com to schedule a free consultation.
Baby boomers have shared their frustration about how much tax they pay. Let me reverse that for you and put the emphasis on saving taxes. This is Chuck Oliver, founder of the Hidden Wealth Solution, and I've been helping clients for over two decades to get their retirement on track and avoid the tax traps. Daily, I see clients paying taxes needlessly instead of maximizing their financial future. Learn how to save unnecessary tax and optimize your retirement. Visit retirementprotected.com, retirementprotected.com.
The second annual Vintage Ohio South Wine Festival is coming to the Clark County Fairgrounds May 11th. Sample wines and purchase bottles to go from 21 Ohio wineries. Enjoy live music while shopping the local crafters and artisans. Tantalize your taste buds with foods from local food trucks and vendors. This is an indoor event, so rain or shine, we'll be there pouring spectacular wine. Buy your advance discount tickets for $25 on Eventbrite or visit ohiowines.org. Tickets $30 at the door.
Garber Electrical Contractors, one of the leading electrical and low-voltage contractors in the Miami Valley, is now hiring. In business since 1975, Garber provides a great company culture and a family-friendly atmosphere. And they're hiring now for electricians and low-voltage technicians. You'll enjoy excellent pay, along with benefits such as vacation, PTO, health, dental, and vision, and 401k with company match. Time to put a charge in your career. Apply today at GarberElectric.com.
Hi, I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
She wants you to add on a bedroom, and I want a two-car garage.
Follow me. This is where I want you to add on a bedroom. We've been using it as a storage room. This room is huge.
My turn. When stuff quits working, this is where I put it. A two-car garage!
We donate the donatables
and recycle the recyclables.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK!
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Whether you're a young athlete, active adult, or weekend warrior, the Orthopedic Institute of Dayton is there when your body needs repair. Like a trusted friend you can rely on, OID has been providing care to patients in Dayton and surrounding communities since 1971 with services like sports medicine, spinal care, total joint replacement, hand, foot, and ankle, along with MRIs and physical therapy, with a team of dedicated fellowship-trained physicians with you every step of the way. So remember, the Orthopedic Institute of Dayton. To learn more, visit orthodayton.com.
Hothead Burritos is celebrating Cinco de Mayo with $5 burritos and bowls from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. all day long Sunday, May 5th. Tell your friends all burritos and bowls will be just $5 each this Sunday, May 5th until 9 p.m. at your Hothead Burritos.
Fog and rain showers expected as we go into the afternoon, lasting into the evening. Highest totals expected towards the south of I-70. High temperature today, 63 degrees. Partly cloudy and eventually clearing as we go into the overnight hours. We could start off Sunday morning with some fog, then mostly sunny and a high near 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can also find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364, press option 2. And lastly, you can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. That's AskDrJuan.com. And you can find this show or any other shows I've done in the past about the many topics we talk about every single week. So this week we're talking about high blood pressure, more specifically low salt intake. And if you have blood pressure issues, or if you have heart palpitations, you have leg cramps, muscle fatigue, just random pain through your body because the muscles are cramping, that is a really good indication that you may have low sodium intake. But on the previous segment, I was talking about the historical use of salt and also just salt itself and how it actually works in the body. And the one thing I'll touch on here shortly, but the reality is that a while back, so in the 1600s in Sweden, for example, it was estimated that the average person was consuming about 100 grams of salt a day. Today, most people actually get 10 grams of or less of salt. One teaspoon of salt, just to put it in perspective, equates to about 2,300 milligrams of sodium. So obviously, that is the average American consumes about 3,400 milligrams of sodium per day. Yet we still have issues with high blood pressure. And the reality is that these issues with blood pressure really started in the early 1900s. And at the same time, that's when the recommendations came about reducing the amount of salt. So it's very interesting that you reduce the salt intake, yet your blood pressure goes up. And the reason, and there's a few studies out there that you can look up that really just highlight the fact that salt is a actual very, very important component. It's essential to your body. And the heart palpitations, the part I want to talk about, so you're suffering from heart palpitations or high blood pressure, especially heart palpitations, because the reality is that when you remove salt, salt is it's an electrolyte. So it has an electrical component for your body to be able to function. So we all know that the actual heart has its own electrical system. So it has a sinus atrial node and all these other scientific words I'm going to just throw out the window for right now. It has a little own pacemaker that initiates the beat of the heart. And then that's upregulated, downregulated by your brain, obviously via the nerves. So the thing is that the SA node or that pacemaker that your heart has is very susceptible to changes in the interstitial fluid. So the blood and the fluid around the blood, that fluid has a lot of different minerals like magnesium, potassium, sodium. So the thing is that whenever you decrease one of those three, of course, there's a bunch of other minerals and vitamins and coenzymes that your body needs to function. But whenever you decrease one of those, you throw the balance in disarray. Now, that sinus atrial node or that SA node or that pacemaker, you know, of course, is initiating its own thing and its own beat to make the rest of the heart contract. Well, the thing is, it misfires. Just to put it simple, you can call a cardiologist and they can explain to you 17 ways from the highway. Of course, they're very well versed in this. I'm just trying to simplify for you just to point out the fact that salt is a very important component of that electrical system for your heart to beat regularly and you not have heart palpitations. So the thing is, if when you're told like, hey, reduce your salt to less than 1,000 milligrams a day, and you can see the correlation I'm about to make right now, and you reduce the salt intake, but yet you're having more heart palpitations, you go to your doctor, guess what your doctor says? Oh, you have heart palpitations? Not a problem. Let's go ahead and put you on what? Starts with an M. Medication. Let's put you on a medication. Let's try to control with a medication. So the thing is, if you don't want more medications, then you should probably do something different. You should probably look at your diet. You should probably look at your lifestyle and see what are the things that you're doing that are allowing your body to create this issue or this disease or this problem. So I know that it goes against everything you've been told. But once again, what you've been told is funded by a lot of big corporations that have a lot of money, and I don't blame them. Hey, pharmaceutical companies got to make money too, right? But the thing is that they're in cahoots with some food industries, and they're making things that, of course, allow your body to become diseased. Not a problem. We got a drug for that anyway, so no big deal. So, folks, if you feel as though, hey, you know what? I may need to change a couple of things about my life so I can be as healthy as possible and be here as long as possible, I encourage you to stay tuned. I got to take a quick break here. You are listening to Living the Full Life here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Are you new to listening to WHIO? Let us bring you up to speed fast. We're Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. We provide weather and traffic every 6 minutes weekday mornings on Miami Valley's Morning News with Larry Hanskin. When news breaks here in the Miami Valley, we break in around the clock. We provide Storm Center 7 updates throughout the day, and when we're monitoring the threat of severe weather in our area, we activate Storm Center coverage, updating the situation every 15 minutes or sooner, and airing a special tone every 90 seconds to let you know. We're also the home of the Flyers, airing basketball games, football games, and coaches' shows. You can listen to us on the AM dial at 1290, on the FM dial at 95.7, online at WHIO.com, in the WHIO app, and at home on an Amazon Echo. We have hundreds of reporters and are working around the clock to keep you safe and informed. We are AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. busy weekend, WHIO listeners. Make sure to check back Monday morning for traffic and weather every 6 minutes and the latest local breaking news on Miami Valley's Morning News with Larry Hansgen, right here on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. We give you local traffic and weather every 6 minutes on Miami Valley's Morning News, right here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
Fox News, I'm Debbie Handley. In Chicago, one body has been found. Two other workers are presumed dead at a chemical plant that exploded Friday night.
Sitting watching TV downstairs and heard the windows shake in the house and asked my wife, did you feel that too?
David Reddick was about 20 miles away. Four others were injured and taken to the hospital. South Korea says North Korea fired short-range projectiles into the sea.
These tests, though, come as denuclearization talks with the United States remain stalled after President Trump's summit with Kim Jong-un in Vietnam fell apart in February. Over the past year, President Trump has often touted no missile tests and no nuclear tests as proof that his North Korea strategy is working.
Fox's Jillian Turner. This is Fox News.
Warm weather's arriving, and you're in the midst of deciding where to get your next new vehicle so you can hit the road in style. It has to be fun for the family and fulfill your work and recreation needs. It's time to find new roads at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg, the home of great deals, no doubt, every day. You'll find a big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks, among their hundreds of trucks, plus a great selection of GM-certified program vehicles. Dave will tell you, the buying experience is easy.
There are no hassles, plus you'll spend a minimum time at the dealership and get the great price for the vehicle you want.
Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started, and go to DaveKehlChevrolet.com to find out more. Time to find new roads and join thousands of customers who have found the best place to get their next new or used vehicle is Dave Kale Chevrolet in Mechanicsburg.
Does your child have dreams? Some babies are born with SCID, a serious defect of the immune system. Fortunately, my daughter Cassie was screened, diagnosed, treated, and cured. With newborn screening, Cassie and every child can have a lifetime of dreams.
All newborns need to be screened for SCID. A simple test may save your baby's life. Jeffrey Modell Foundation, helping children reach for their dreams. To learn more, talk to your doctor or visit our website at info4pi.org.
This aggression will not stand, man.
Hey, it's Todd from the Sunday Edge here on WHIO Radio. Sundays from 6 until 8 p.m. Plan to attend WHIO Radio's aggression-free Saturday night at the movies with the Big Lebowski.
Nobody calls me Lebowski. You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude, man.
Join us May 18th at the Historic Plaza Theater in downtown Miamisburg. Doors open at 6. Showtime is at 7.
Oh, nice marmot.
Who doesn't love a nice marmot? Honestly, after the movie, stick around for a Q&A session with storyboard artist and filmmaker J. Todd Anderson. He'll also be selling and signing his new book, The Official Lebowski Storyboards.
Obviously, you're not a golfer.
Prizes and fun throughout the night, and tickets are only $5. WHIO's aggression-free Saturday night at the movies. Get more details and tickets at WHIO.com/the dude.
Yeah, well, the dude abides.
When I grow up, I want to be a doctor, because that's a really important job. I would help kids get better and make everything super fun. I'd have a cool waiting room with games, toys, and a huge TV.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a serious defect of the immune system. Early testing gives children a chance to dream.
And I'll give every kid a cherry lollipop, because that's the best flavor.
Jeffrey Modell Foundation, helping children reach for their dreams. Visit info4pi.org.
Fog and rain showers expected as we go into the afternoon, lasting into the evening. Highest totals expected towards the south of I-70. High temperature today, 63 degrees. Partly cloudy and eventually clearing as we go into the overnight hours. We could start off Sunday morning with some fog, then mostly sunny and a high near 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is Clark Howard here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Did you know you can get our latest news flash briefing on your smartphone? For Android, just say, OK, Google, and then play WHIO News.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. Also, you can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. That's A-S-K-D-R-J-U-A-N.com. Lastly, you can call our office at 937-552-7364. Press option 2. My team is standing by, ready to answer any questions you might have regarding this topic or any other topic we covered in the past. So today we're talking about high blood pressure and also low sodium or low salt intake. So on the previous segments, I was talking about just salt and how it's not actually the devil and it shouldn't be demonized like it is in our dietary consumptions, especially by the registered dietitians and medical doctors saying, hey, it's horrible for you, get off of it, don't take any of it. The reality is that salt is very important for you to do a lot of different body functions, but more importantly, it's an electrolyte and allows electrical signals, especially in the heart and the muscles, to be communicated properly by opening sodium gated channels and all this different super scientific stuff we're not going to get into, but just overall, it does not allow your body's ability to actually do its job properly because it's essential. You cannot survive without salt. So like potassium, magnesium, all those things, if you were to completely negate your body from consuming those things, you would eventually have major disease processes because of the deficiencies would lead to organs not functioning 100% and eventually shutting down and eventual early death. So, of course, nobody wants that. But the thing is that salt has been demonized in our country because, oh my gosh, hey, it makes hypertension. It makes you have higher blood pressure. The reality is that it doesn't really just increase blood pressure. In some studies, of course, it shows that it increases blood pressure because it allows you to retain water. But the reality is the body knows that there's a system in the body to get rid of extra salt. And it happens in the kidneys all because of an awesome hormone God created and put in your kidneys called aldosterone that allows you to excrete salt and also magnesium. So one of the things is that salt deficiency also increases your chances for developing insulin resistance. So insulin resistance, just to put it in perspective, is when insulin shows up to the cell and it goes to the receptor and it says, hey, receptor, open up the door so sugar can get into your cell and you can burn it as energy. That resistance, the actual fire alarm is going off and nobody's leaving the building, is kind of the same thing. Insulin is all over the place, is there all the time. The actual cells become desensitized, so they don't really care that insulin's there. So the insulin cannot do its job properly. Now you end up with a bunch of sugar in your actual blood. Sugar, no different than salt. Sugar, it allows your body has to dilute it so the body retains water. When it retains water, that increases the pressure inside of the blood vessels, therefore giving you high blood pressure. So then the thing is that your body is doing this because you're so deficient in salt that the body is so intelligent that it says, you know what, let's preserve the salt by spiking the insulin levels up, because your kidneys, insulin allows your kidneys to retain more salt. And now you're sitting there like, well, nobody's ever told me that. You can look it up. This is all biology. Like literally you can look it up. You can look up videos on how the body actually functions, look up aldosterone, insulin, and effects on actual blood pressure. But the reality is that you're being misled, being told don't eat salt, eat a bunch of sugars, okay? At the end of the day, it is very, very detrimental to your health to be on a low salt diet. It creates a deficiency. And the thing is that not only is it create a deficiency, it leads to muscle cramps, so restless leg syndrome, heart palpitations, and other issues. And the thing is that when you exercise and you sweat, and if you're taking the recommended dosage by the American Heart Association, which is, you know, trying to prevent heart disease, and you take, you know, the less than 2,300, 3,500 milligrams, whatever is it they recommend, now you're sweating. And guess what comes out when you sweat and you're working out? You lose magnesium, you lose salt, you lose potassium, you lose a lot of electrolytes and minerals in your actual sweat. So you're consuming a low amount. You're working out 17 million times a day because that's what you're being told to do. And oh, by the way, you're consuming a really healthy diet, which a really healthy diet right now with no processed foods, you can tell it's pretty bland. Like, it doesn't taste like much. You know, there's not very rich taste because right now we're not consuming the whole animal. We're not consuming the blood of the animal. We're consuming mostly the muscle. So as you consume the muscle only, you're not getting that good fat that is around the organs and all that stuff that would contain salt. So you're eating a really healthy diet. You are working out all the time. You're sweating a lot of electrolytes, especially sodium. And now you're consuming less and less and less sodium in your diet. But yet you have cramps, you have heart palpitations, you have restless leg syndrome, you have all these issues. And oh, by the way, you still have high blood pressure. Like, it correlates directly. And oh, by the way, somebody who looks super skinny, super fit, works out all the time, is also being told, hey, your A1C is going up and you might be pre-diabetic. And you're looking at your doctor cross-eyed like, how can that be? I work out all the time. I eat a healthy diet. I don't eat salt ever. I try to eat very, very low amounts of sugar. How in the world is it that I actually have the potential for insulin resistance / high, glucose in my blood or diabetes? It's absolutely insane, folks. And the thing is that people every single day, it's not just this that like people walk into my office with. People walk into my office all the time. And the reason why I got inspired to talk about this show is I have an awesome patient. Him and his wife have been patients for a while. And he came in this week and asked me about, hey, I've been having heart palpitations for the last few months. And, I'm doing everything right. I'm working out. I'm doing this and the other. I'm like, I have something interesting for you to read. And I send him a couple articles and a couple videos of way smarter experts than me. PhDs in biology and these people that I only study like one organ for like 20 years of their life and understand that organ better than they understand like their family. That is where I get this information from. So I send it to him. He started putting it into play and obviously his life is starting to slowly be transformed. But the reality is this, many people walk in our office, not just with high blood pressure, heart palpitations. People walk in all the time with all kinds of issues. And I love to highlight every single week, whether it's a related topic, whether this person did have high blood pressure or this person didn't have high blood pressure, salt or sugar issues. I had a lady come in a few months ago. Her name is Judy, and she was having issues. And people come in our office all the time because, generally speaking, it's sad, but generally speaking, people come to our office as a last resort. And they're like, you know what? I'm kind of sick and tired of doing the medical system, and I really don't know what to do, but I'm having issues with this, and the only answer they want to give me is injections, surgeries, steroids, whatever have you, and I don't want that because I tried it before and it didn't work. So Sadie, her name is Judy, came into our office after I did a health talk at a group that she was part of, and she came to our office and just literally said, you know what? I got to do something different. Like, my legs are killing me. My low back is killing me. I have issues walking. So I wanted to give it a try. So I want you to take a listen to her testimonial because it's pretty powerful.
Yes. When I came in here at first, I really struggled with walking properly because I have a shredded meniscus. So that has really altered the way I walk. And my legs would tire very easily. I have noticed I'm walking better. I have had two people come up to me and noticed I'm walking better and made a comment, what are you doing? Because you're walking like there's nothing wrong with you. So I attribute it to these adjustments because there's not been many other changes. So I am very grateful for that because I'm on my feet a lot. I run my own business, so I have to be on my feet. So this has been very, very good for me.
So, folks, you heard it from her own mouth. Judy, obviously, the one thing I want to talk about is the fact that if you heard there, her legs became very fatigued. And that's one of the signs of a sodium deficiency. So, of course, for her, running her own business, it's important. I get exactly what that feels like. You got to be ready, whether you're feeling good or not. You got to still go in because the buck stops at you. So for her, she had nothing else to lose. She's like, you know what? I have shredded meniscus. I can't walk properly. My legs are fatigued. My back hurts. And there was a lot of, I mean, I cut that short because I don't want to play a whole 3 or 4 minutes testimonial. But the reality is this. She was sick and tired of being sick and tired. Simple. She said, you know what? I got to do something different. I mean, I've heard all the stuff about chiropractic, whether it's good or bad. You know what? I'm going to come and try it myself because I got to figure out if there's something else I can do naturally for myself because I am sick of getting told the same exact thing. So she decided to come and give us a try. And since getting adjusted, this is this actual testimonial is from a few months ago. She's able to walk better. She's able to stand on her feet longer at work, doesn't have the cramps, doesn't have the fatigue, doesn't have the pain in her legs, and is able to do exactly what God's designed her to do. She's her own business owner. She loves what she does. She's very passionate about it. And, oh, by the way, now she is able to function without having to rely on a medication. So, folks, I don't care really if it's back pain or neck pain or headaches or digestive issues or knee pain. It doesn't really matter. You have to start somewhere. Where we start in our office, we started the central nervous system. Why is it the central nervous system? Doc, why do you start there? Because the central nervous system is central, number one. It controls everything. Your brain and your spinal cord control every single thing your body does. And that information travels from your brain down the spinal cord, out the nerves, every single cell, tissue, and organ in the body. And the thing is that this central nervous system is protected by bones. So the skull protects the brain. The spinal cord is protected by 24 movable vertebra. The thing is that these movable vertebra move, and it's not a problem. That's how God designed them. But when you move them out of position, and sometimes because of car accidents, falls, standing on concrete for 27 million hours a day, driving a truck for 17 million hours a day, any of those things start deteriorating the position of your spine. And so in the first segment, I talked about my mom's position of her spine because that's very detrimental. When your spine is out of alignment, it puts pressure on the nerves going to those organs. So yes, of course, it causes pain, but those nerves going to those organs are not obviously transmitting 100% of that message from the brain. The organs start misfiring, malfunctioning slowly. Eventually, a doctor says your malfunction is called a symptom. Here is a medication for a symptom. And when that doesn't work, they give you more what? Medication. And when that doesn't work anymore, what do they do to your body? They do surgery. So folks, if you're sitting there listening and you're like, you know what? I may not really have high blood pressure. I may not really have, you know, the cramping and the fatigue that Judy had, but I am actually ready to get checked out because I've had high blood pressure. I've had headaches or I've had arm pain or I have neuropathy. Or I've had whatever it is. I want you to pick up the phone right now and call because we're going to extend the opportunity for you to get checked to see exactly what's causing your problem. Get to the cause of the problem. I'm pretty sure you guys don't want another Band-Aid to cover up the symptoms. So what we do in our office is do a posture analysis, range of motion study, palpatory examination. We take a scan of your nerves with a machine called a surface electromyography, and we take x-rays. That tells us exactly where the misalignment is in the spine that allows us to then start addressing the problem and correcting it. That initial examination and x-rays is $130 in our office. But if you call right now, I'm opening the lines for just 3 people. I'm kind of over the fact that some of you call and you're not really serious. I want people that are truly ready. And I've had some really awesome patients come from the radio, and I'm so thankful for them. But there's some people that kind of call. You're taking up the slot for somebody else that really wants to be there. So if you're not ready, that's okay. There's plenty other ways that you can find out about what we do in our office. But if you're truly ready, take that fork in the road towards health and healing. Call our office right now at 937-552-7364. Press option 2. My team is standing by. If that is you, if you're ready. If you're not ready, you can come to one or up to coming dinners on May 13th at 6:30 p.m. or June 10th at 6:30 p.m. Both of them are at Basil's in Troy. You can call right now and get set up for that. You can bring yourself and up to 4 guests. I got to take a quick break here, folks. You are listening to Living the Full Life here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
How much do people love America's Best Choice Windows?
Their installation team was awesome. They were clean and didn't leave our home a mess. We were so happy with our new windows. Sincerely, Diana and Jeff.
Reasonable prices, excellent selection, and helpful suggestions. We got it all with America's Best Choice. Thank you from Tim and Amy.
Call us for a free quote at 937-570-6785. Because your first choice should always be America's Best Choice Windows and Doors. American made, American strong, American proud.
Here is a real patient talking about mini dental implants with Dr. Volk.
I had been wearing a partial plate for 40 years, and I wanted something permanent done. Dr. Volk was kind and considerate. I would like to thank Dr. Volk for giving me my smile back and for giving me the self-confidence that I haven't had in a very long time.
Don't put up with missing teeth any longer. Call Dr. Volk at 898-8990 or visit tvolk.com to schedule a consultation.
Hi, John Glazer for Glazer Soft Water, home of the 7-year worry-free parts and labor warranty. Hard water, stinky water, iron stains, we've seen it all over the past 29 years, and we know how to fix your water. Financing includes 15 months same as cash and monthly payments on whole house systems as low as $25. Glazer Water has been making water great since 1988. Visit our website to learn more at Glazier, G-L-A-S-E-R, softwater.com.
Stock market instability, volatility, and losing money is a big concern. But it doesn't have to be. With a structured retirement plan, you can protect your money and forward your financial progress toward retirement. You don't have to risk your future riding the stock market roller coaster. Call the Miami Valley's Retirement Resource and author of Income Allocation, David Gaylor, at Tradewinds Financial Group, 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437. And tune in Saturdays at 3 for your game plan for retirement.
Investment advisory services are offered through Precision Capital Management, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Westy with Everybody Fitness, and we are extending our offer for a free 30-day membership. That's right. You can still check us out free for 30 days with no purchase necessary. We have 8 locations with tons of equipment, rows of cardio, and group fitness classes. We also have free childcare and free tanning. You can even do your cardio in our movie theater. Also, most of our clubs are open 24 hours, so don't wait. Get your free 30-day membership by stopping in or check us out online at everybodyfitness.com.
This aggression will not stand, man.
Hey, it's Todd from the Sunday Edge here on WHIO Radio. Sundays from 6 until 8 p.m. Plan to attend WHIO Radio's aggression-free Saturday night at the movies with the Big Lebowski.
Nobody calls me Lebowski. You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude, man.
Join us May 18th at the Historic Plaza Theater in downtown Miamisburg. Doors open at 6. Showtime is at 7.
Oh, nice marmot.
Who doesn't love a nice marmot? Honestly. After the movie, stick around for a Q&A session with storyboard artist and filmmaker J. Todd Anderson. He'll also be selling and signing his new book, The Official Lebowski Storyboards.
Obviously, you're not a golfer.
Prizes and fun throughout the night, and tickets are only $5. WHIO's aggression-free Saturday night at the movies. Get more details and tickets at WHIO.com/the dude.
Yeah, well, the dude abides.
Garber Electrical Contractors, one of the leading electrical and low-voltage contractors in the Miami Valley, is now hiring. In business since 1975, Garber provides a great company culture and a family-friendly atmosphere. And they're hiring now for electricians and low-voltage technicians. You'll enjoy excellent pay, along with benefits such as vacation, PTO, health, dental, and vision, and 401k with company match. Time to put a charge in your career. Apply today at GarberElectric.com.
For a bathroom you'll love, call Rebath 937-755-1712. From a fresh tub and shower update to a complete remodel, get $750 off a bathtub or shower replacement. Call Rebath 937-755-1712.
Ohio's most iconic show, WKRP in Cincinnati, now plays on MeTV, WHIO Classic Television Channel 7.2.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
Weeknights at 9:30.
Fog and rain showers expected as we go into the afternoon, lasting into the evening. Highest totals expected towards the south of I-70. High temperature today, 63 degrees. Partly cloudy and eventually clearing as we go into the overnight hours. We could start off Sunday morning with some fog, then mostly sunny and a high near 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield Station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic, and our Ask the Expert weekends, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. Folks, I want to remind you, as always, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. Also, you can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. That's AskDrJuan.com. Lastly, you can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. So, and then press option 2. My team is standing by, ready to answer your questions or schedule your appointment if that's what you're interested in doing. And locking in that discount, once again, that $130 initial examination and x-rays is being discounted by 60% down to $52. If you're serious and you are ready, take charge of your health. If you're not ready, that's okay. You can come to the dinner with the doc. I go over what it is that we do in our office. The next dinner coming up, so May 13th, we are pretty close to sold out, but we may be opening some waiting lists just in case some people drop off. So you're more than welcome to call our office. And the next dinner after that is on June 10th, also at Troy, Basil's in Troy. So you can get signed up for either one of those two. And once again, there might be a waiting list because the one on May is sold out. So anyway, so on the previous segments, I've been talking about salt and how salt is not really demonic and it's not horrible for your health. It's actually very important for you to function at 100% and be able to actually do the things that your body's supposed to do, like control your blood pressure. It's also going to allow your muscles to contract properly. So all those things are absolutely important. But the thing is that on one of the segments, I was talking about how sea salt is not all that great for you, because studies have shown lately that there's microplastics that are very, very small. They're white and they look like sea salt that may be in your sea salt, and you're consuming that. The problem is that these plastics contain chemicals, because we all know there's islands of plastics floating around in the ocean. We've seen it. It doesn't matter if you believe in global warming or you don't. You cannot deny the pictures of a big heaping pile of plastic floating. It's, I think, the size of Texas, if last I checked, from what I heard. But this breaks down over that sun over and over in the ocean, in the middle of, you know, the ocean. So these little particles fall down and they become part of that sea salt. So then you consume that plastic. That plastic cannot come out of your body. It gets stuck in your body, wreaks a whole bunch of problems inside your body. So the thing is that the salts that I would recommend, the salt that I would recommend the most is Himalayan salt. That's what we use. That's what we recommend to our patients. It has a good amount of other minerals, an array of other minerals, you know, a little bit of magnesium, trace amounts of potassium. And, you know, so Himalayan salt is very, very good. There's a lot of other ones also, but that's the one I want to highlight because that's the one that literally comes from an ancient source. So the problem with the sea salt is that sea salt is polluted. Obviously, we know there's a lot of trade that happens over the oceans on boats and everything else. So there's a lot of pollution that is taking place in our oceans. So the problem is that that sea salt is exposed to these pollutants that then, of course, they try to filter them all out before they make the actual salt. But you consume that, now you have those chemicals inside of your body. Not good for you. So Himalayan salt is what we would recommend for you to balance out and consume a really good, healthy salt that's going to allow you to balance out those electrolytes in your body to reduce the muscle cramps, the muscle fatigue, and the heart palpitations. So, folks, I am out of time. Of course, salt is not the devil. You need to do your research, because what the recommendations that are being made right now are definitely in accordance with a lot of stuff that's going on behind the background that is all about making money. Himalayan salt is super healthy for you. You should consume it. Our ancestors used to eat a lot of salt. 100 plus years ago, and they were not dying from diseases we're dying from right now. So I want to thank you for joining me today. Once again, you can find us on Facebook. You can call our office, 937-552-7364, press option 2. If you're interested in coming to the office and getting checked out. If not, you can come to one of our two dinners coming up on May 13th, 6:30 p.m. at Basil's in Troy. Also on June 10th, 6:30 p.m. Basil's in Troy. Once again, you are listening to Living the Full Life here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.